Mishnah format. Question 1. Wording of opening question. If punishment is the issue. Which means, when it said, Ketzad ha'edim nasim zomimin, how do they become, really the question is, how do they get punished reciprocally, because it's zomimin. So really, since the cases in the Mishnah address punishments which are not reciprocal, because they say they get lashes, they don't get what they tried to do to the defendant. So the positive question should be stated in the negative. How do they not receive reciprocal punishment? That would be, it would seem, how the Mishnah should have worded itself. That's the first question. Second question, from the Gemara, of course, is redundancy of opening question. Now, it's only redundant, meaning unnecessary to say it, if determination is the issue. It switches back and forth in what it's thinking, the Gemara. What determines witnesses to be conspiring, meaning what makes them to be called an Ed Zomim, is already discussed in Mishnah 4. It does not have to be re-asked here. So that's the question. When the Mishnah says, Ketzad ha'edim nasim zomimin, how do the witnesses become zomimin? So it sounds like, how do they become it? And the answer is when the other two witnesses come and say that they were with us somewhere else. So that's already disproving that they were at the scene of the crime. So that is if determination is the issue. It doesn't have to repeat it in the Mishnah. So those are the two questions. Now the two answers are, the first one about the wording, if it's punishment issue, answer number one, not in quotes, would imply that no punishment is given, as opposed to these cases in which one is given, however exceptional. So if the Mishnah said, how are the witnesses not punished? That would mean that they're not punished at all. But our Mishnah does have a punishment. It is not a reciprocal one, which is what the Gemara says, but it's still a punishment. So that's why you can't say, how are they not punished? And the question, why is the Mishnah here dealing with exceptional cases of a punishment which is not reciprocal, but still a punishment? Because the Mishnah deals with exceptional cases because it is a continuation of the last one mentioned, which is in Sanhedrin, Chapter 11, Mishnah 6. Of course, in the Gemara books, Perek Chelek is the last one, and it's the last Mishnah would not be this one. But in the Mishnah books, this one is the one that comes right before Makot, so that's why they're connected. So again, the one in Sanhedrin, which discusses an exceptional case, meaning the one there talked about an exceptional case of Edim Zomimin, and it was about the Kehuna. So it led right into our Mishnah because it was just talked about. And now the answer for number two, A2, if you thought determination was the issue and the question, so the answer is determination is not the topic here. Punishment is. We want to know how witnesses are punished in the following cases which are exceptional to the rule. So that's clearly just an answer that we're not even talking about what was in Mishnah number 4. So you don't have to worry about that it's being repeated over here. Connection, explanation of current Mishnah. This Gemara piece is explaining what was said in the Mishnah. We'll see other type of connections as we move on. Let's read the Gemara now inside. Ha ketzad ein ha'edim nasim zomimin miba'ele. Ha is like hare, behold. It should have said, the Mishnah should have said, Miba'ele. It should have said, Ketzad en ha'edim nasim zomimin. How are they not punished reciprocally? And of course, that's what we know. They're not punished reciprocally. So it should say, how are they not punished? Even though we know the answer, we're going to see that it's, even though it's not reciprocal, they are still getting punished. But we'll see how they're going to answer that in the Gemara. But just keep that in mind, what we said. The old second question, Medzikatane lekaman, like it's going to say further on, which was the Mishnah number 4, Dalid. And it says this, quote, Aval amru lahem, which means the second pair of witnesses that came to say that the first pair were lying, they told them, "He'ach atem mi'idin, how are you testifying? Hare be'oto hayom atem he'item imanu b'makom peloni. On that day, you were with us somewhere else." And it says in the Mishnah, "Hare elu zomemin." So these people, the two lying witnesses from the get-go, are called now edim zomimin because they were proven to be somewhere else. Mikalal de elu en zomimin, which is in parentheses. Some add that, some don't. Which means that's the question. But it's going now back on if you're thinking determination is the issue. So why repeat it here? Because it sounds like that's the question. How do they become zomimin? We already said how they did, because they were proven to be somewhere else. Now the Gemara is going to give the answer. Tana hatam ka'e. The Tana is standing over there, which means he's referring to something back over there, which was in Masechet Sanhedrin, the last Mishnah before this one. And it said there, quote, Kol hazomimin makdimin leotamita. Any witness that was plotting, witnesses that were plotting, they will receive the same death sentence, of course, if death is the issue. Chutz, except for mezomeme bat kohen uboala, except for plotting witnesses that made up a story about a daughter of a kohen, of course, if she's married and she was with a man, uboala, the man that was with her. End quote. She'en makdimin le'ota mita. They don't give him the same punishment, meaning as her. Her punishment for being a bat kohen, if she committed adultery, is burning, serefa, while the man she was with gets a different one, which is chenek, which is strangulation. So since they really talked about her, it says, because bat kohen and secondary about the guy, so they should get the reciprocal of her. And yet they don't. It says they don't get that mita of burning, elam limita acheret, but they get the other type of a death sentence, which is of the man, which is strangulation. And of course, you're seeing the Mishnah back over there in Sanhedrin, all the logic and pisukim to prove that. So we see they do get reciprocal punishment. It's just a different one. However, the Gemara continues, v'yesh edim zomimin acherim, there's other type of plotting witnesses, she'en osin bahen din hazama kol ikar, that they don't get the judgment of reciprocal punishment at all. Ela malkut arba'im. But they get 40 lashes. And then it says, ketzad. What's a case of this? And this is a lead-in to our Mishnah. The rest is our Mishnah. Repeating. Mi'idin anu bish peloni shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. En omrim yaseze ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtav. Ela loke et arba'im. So the lead-in was, some people get reciprocal punishment, but maybe a different one. That was the case in Sanhedrin. Some people will get not reciprocal at all, like it said, kol ikar, but that's not called not getting a punishment, like the first question. They still get malkut, and that's just a different type of punishment at all that's not reciprocal. Now, when we studied our Mishnah, there were four halachot in Mishnah 1. And yet over here in the Gemara, they only brought the first two cases, the first two halachot. And that's because, as we remember our Mishnayot, that's why we have to know our Mishnah well before we do the Gemara. The first two were not reciprocal, and the next two were reciprocal. It was just you needed an assessment to figure out what to do. So you couldn't put the Gemara couldn't put the four cases here and then ask, HaKetzad en ha'edim nasim zomimin miba'ele. Maybe it should have said that they don't get a punishment because it's not reciprocal. Because the other two are reciprocal. So that's why we see why they couldn't put 3 and 4 with this, because then you can't ask the question. So sometimes you'll see why Mishnayot are divided differently in the Gemara than in the Mishnah books. And as far as A2, the second answer, where it said, we're not talking about determination, but we're talking about punishment, the Gemara didn't outwardly say that. It just said, we're dealing with what was said in Sanhedrin. That's why the one answer fit for both. When it said, Tana hatam ka'e, It's a takeoff on what was said before, which is about the topic of punishment. So that implied we're on punishment issue, we're not on determination issues.